Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is a part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2625, first written June 29th, the year 2020. Luke 15, verse 5. And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. Our verse today comes from the chapter of lost things, lost sheep, lost coin, lost boys. Three parables showing the love and the grace of God. These parables were the Lord's answer as to why he received sinners and ate with them. The section about the lost sheep is where our verse is found today. A man had 100 sheep. For a city guy like me, that seems like a lot of sheep. But I expect for the shepherds of Judea, this was not so much. One got lost. We're not told the circumstances why, but he was lost. Cut your losses and move on is how many moderns would think. We tend to throw away things that are still good simply because we no longer want them. But not this shepherd. He felt differently. And from that, we see some great lessons. First, every single one is important. The shepherd is illustrative of God, and God doesn't want to lose any. He'll chase you and send the hounds of heaven after you until he gets you back. He'll put people in your life to remind you. He'll do all that he can to get you to come back. God doesn't give up. In the Lord's illustration, the shepherd left 99 and went looking for the one that was lost. I've often wondered who kept the 99 from getting lost. Somehow, they remained safe. This shepherd realized that one was missing. He knew that. This sheep didn't fall through the cracks. He was aware and he went after it. We must be watchful, especially now that some are maybe wandering away. We've worshipped at home for a long time, and some may just like to keep doing that. Some may not have stayed with the live stream and the video classes that congregations have been put out. They may have turned the Lord off for these past months. Wise shepherds are looking. They are seeing where the sheep are, who is staying with things, and who has dropped out. The shepherds need to know. Secondly, the Lord shows the love and grace of God through the actions of the shepherd. What he did was put the sheep on his shoulders, I expect around his neck. And rather than being grumpy and complaining about how far he had to go to find this lost one, he returns rejoicing. The journey was worth it. So many, I fear, would want to teach this lamb a lesson. They would beat it all the way home. They'd instill guilt, fear, and shame in that lamb. But what the Lord's shepherd did was to demonstrate love. That little lamb knew that the shepherd loved him. When the shepherd calls, this lamb would likely come and follow. He has a trust for the shepherd. The shepherd was good to him even when he wandered away. Today's shepherds would do well to notice this. Putting a dirty lamb around your neck is going to make you smell. It's heavy. It's likely scratchy and has bugs. It's not like a soft house kitten. The lamb has been in the fields. But what the shepherd did was put aside his personal feelings for the lamb. The shepherd wasn't too good to get dirty. He wasn't afraid to smell like the sheep. Thirdly, the shepherd understood the value of celebration. He returned calling his neighbors and his friends about the one lost sheep that was found. That may seem odd to us, but consider a family that can't find their pet dog. They search the neighborhood. They put up flyers. They call neighbors to ask if they have seen it. And as they are searching for that lost dog, they finally find it. How excited they are. How happy. They tell others, and most times they have to tell the story where the dog was and how hard it was to find. Lambs were important to the Jewish system. First, they were a source of income for the shepherds. Secondly, they were a means to sacrifice to God. Losing a lamb was a big deal back then. When one among us returns, we didn't need to make it a big deal. It's not a time for lectures or I told you so, but rather hugs and smiles and rejoicing. The lost has been found. Sometimes a person fears returning, not because it's the right thing to do, but they fear the reaction that they might receive. A church full of elder brothers who are ready to point fingers and eager to pronounce judgment is hard to face. God's people ought to be the most forgiving and gracious people on the earth. And the main reason is because we have been given grace and forgiveness from God. We know what's like to be lost. We know what's like to come home. Keep the porch light on and be ready to open the door for those who are wanting to come back to God. Finally, you'll notice there's very little emphasis upon this lost sheep. The thrust of the parable is the shepherd who went looking, the shepherd who found, the shepherd who brought back, and the shepherd who rejoiced. Nothing is said about the lamb during the celebration. Nothing said about the lamb's reason for leaving. The Lord's parable are true pictures, so the lamb doesn't speak to the shepherd. That doesn't happen in real life, and doesn't happen in this parable. There are a number of reasons why you and I make a mess of things. There are many reasons why we may leave the Lord. But having God find us and bring us back is what is truly important. We don't find this lamb running when the shepherd approaches. We don't find the lamb trying to fight and bite the shepherd as he lay across his shoulders. The lamb was coming home, and that's what God wants us to see. The power of these parables is that we find ourselves sprinkled all over them. We have been that lost sheep before. We know what it's like to care about one who's missing. We know the urgency of looking for one who is lost and never giving up on him. The parable is our story. We ought to know it well because we have lived it. God loves you. God wants you to be with him. God never gives up on you. Even when you're not where you ought to be, God is looking for you. Powerful stuff. The very things that ought to fill our hearts and encourage us day by day, even today. Thank you so much for listening.